Today, of course, is Hara Panchami. Hara means, I believe it means the name for Lakshmi Devi. At least it's a festival to celebrate Lakshmi Devi. Panchami, as you know, means five. So this festival occurs in Sri Khetradham, Jagannath Puri, at the Gundicha Mandir, wherein Shamsundar Brajendranandan, to us, Lord Jagannath, to everyone else, and Balaram and Subhadra are enjoying the Vrindavan atmosphere there. The rainy season has started officially on the Pancham, on the 20th, Beast Mariko, Parish Mosamaramba. You may not believe it. The only Varish is coming here, no. We have our own rainy season, but it's not the sweet rain of the gopis' tears. It's rather the salty waters of separation. And this Puri is this focus of attention since many days. And this festival, we've had the opportunity to see. We described from an entry from our diary 12 years ago, on page 70, which you can read later today if you like. But actually, I don't know. I guess mostly just describes a festival. But it's interesting because nowadays the festival happens late at night. As it says, 10:48 to 3:36 in the morning. It's really late, like 12 o'clock at night. But in Lord Chaitanya's time, it was in the daytime. And basically what happens is that the consort of Jagannath in this Aishwarya Leela of Dwarka is, of course, the Mahishis, or queens of Dwarka, and that's the mood of Lakshmi Devi. So his consort in the temple of Jagannath is Sri Devi or Lakshmi Devi. And she has different forms. One of them, of course, is Bimala Devi. Bimala Devi has a temple just behind Jagannath's temple. Maybe you've seen when you went to Puri. I believe it's behind a separate place. As is always the standard whenever there's kings and queens, as in Krishna's time, each queen had her own individual palace, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Satyam, Lakshmana, Kalindi, etc. And Dwarkadish Sri Krishna, he would expand himself and visit all the queens every night and associate with them. And even in in Jaipur, when you go there, there's the king's palace and the queen's palace, even of 100, 200 years ago, private quarters. So Sri Devi has a private place, and she's his consort. And for the 2 weeks during Nava Kalevaram, Nava Yovanam, when Jagannath is not giving darshan after Snan Yatra, he retires to a private Nibrita, quiet place, room, special room with Lakshmi Devi to enjoy confidential pastimes. And afterwards he wants to take a ride in his chariot, which he does throughout the Atra day, and goes to Gundicha and stays for 8 days, 9 days, I think, with his brother and sister, and leaves Lakshmi there. And on the what Jagannath told him, like sometimes husbands do, they say, "I'm going away for the day, I'll be back tomorrow." And they don't come back at all. They go to Haridwar, take sannyas, or whatever. But he said, "I'll be back the next day," and then he left. And 5 days went by till today. And Lakshmi Devi, his dutiful wife, was waiting in the palace, which is Jagannath Mandir. As you know, what is the temple called in Puri?
What?
Shrimad. Interesting. It's like, you're the king of the house, so what's the name of the house? It's named after your wife. The king's inside, but the princess has taken over the name of the palace. And now the original Rav is considering taking up residence there, because first the energy comes the Lord, and then the Lord comes. So Balaram came first, the Sandini Shakti, and then came Krishna and Mathura. So the Sandini Shakti has descended to Gurgaon in the form of the existence potency. So there is existence potency by which Radharani can exist and manifest her love, and full energies there are all our mother energies. But that we'll see. Murti is Sandini Shakti. But without the touch of Ladini, there's no Prem Leela. So that touch of Ladini depends on the Premi Bhaktas that invoke the presence of Premamaya Radharani and Premamaya Sri Krishna. That's why they say the deities are actually installed. Deity, anyone can see Murti, Murti Darshan. But that doesn't mean it's Krishna Darshan or Radharani Darshan. But when you go to Vrindavan and see the murtis installed by Prema Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Srila Prabhupada, then you're seeing Sakshat Shamsundar and Sakshat Radharani. And naturally so much effect is there. Tremendous worldwide effect. I think you all agree. Shamsundar has some extraordinary effect. And even the dullest person is testifying to the incredible, what you folks say, prabhav, influence or effect of another murti of the Lord, who is Sakshat Shakti and Shaktiman in one, and that is Giri Govardhan. People are coming by the thousands in a few days, of course. The 30th is the beginning of Chaturmasya. It's here again. I better stock up fast. Whatever, enjoying things you're enjoying, and maybe some of those things, hopefully a few of them, will take a short holiday for 4 months as we, in our own individual way, try to express our... I mean, the real thing, obviously, is to increase Surab Siddhi Bhakti. Siddha Bhakti means Shravan Kirtan Smaranam of Krishna. Rather than Krishna Vrindavan. This is the primary form of devotion. Shravan Kirtan Smaranam. And Archanam is simply the combination of all three if it's done in the mode of Rag Marg. Otherwise, Archanam is Vaidhi Marg. But Archanam, which means deity worship, is also, can be considered, in one sense, you can say a limb or an appendage of, but I'm saying anyway, Surup Siddha Bhakti, because if it's done, as I mentioned, within the context of Rag Marg, with someone actually has awakened greed and connecting his archan with the Nitya Lila and with the bhavas and feelings of the parishads of the Lord. In other words, he's serving Radha and Krishna in the mode of a gopi, manjari, saki, assistant. And that's not so easy. Can't imitate it. It's a rag. So this day, it's interesting because it starts off with Lakshmi. It's the Lakshmi's festival of... she's angry. Her husband has lied to her, which just happens. He said he'll be back, and he hasn't been back for 5 days. And it gets aggravated because what happens is she rides on her palanquin from her Sri Mandir to Gundicha Mandir to ask Jagannath Swami why he has not returned. Seeing Lakshmi coming down the street with an angry look in her eyes and surrounded by all her angry maidservants and sevadasis, the maidservants of the queen, I don't know what they call, there's some name for those. And when the queen goes somewhere, there's so many dasis and maidservants, Rani dasis or whatever they call them, and they're all adopting the same mood. Like when there's someone's going to fight, and he's with his buddies, no one, they're not smiling, they're all looking the same. The guy's angry, he's going somewhere, and all his friends are angry, and someone says, well, there's an angry mob coming, a mob of angry men, and they're coming to my house, and it looks like all their anger is directed at me. You can imagine the faces of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Advaita, after the flute was broken by the Qazi. Krishna's flute was broken, and Krishna's flute is the mridanga. The mridanga is Sakshat Bamshi. So if someone breaks Krishna's flute, it's his heart, it's Radharani, it's the gopis, it's everything. Everything is moving by the sound of Krishna's flute. The entire Ras Leela is moving by the flute. The entire Sankirtan Ras Leela is moving by the mridanga. No flute, no Ras Leela. No mridanga, no kirtan Ras Leela. So then, boom, it's broken. So now, this is very intelligent, Kasi, and breaks Shyamasundar's flute. So Gauranga comes at all the Sakis and all the Mandris, and they're all Brahmins. And they were angry. You can read about how angry they were. They were shouting and carrying torches, kill him, burn him, kill him, burn him. And they're ripping up his garden and breaking his trees and screaming. And he looks out the window, and he ran and hid under in a closet, locked himself up upstairs somewhere in a palace. So now Jagannath looks out the door and he sees that Lakshmi Devi coming down the street. It's about 2 kilometers, the grand road to the Sri Mandir. And then he quickly locks her out of the Gundicha Mandir. There's a huge door, he closes it and bolts it. Because he's coming on a palanquin, not with elephants, to attack another Rajasthan king. They have all these elephants. And so he sees, my wife is really angry. She's in a very angry mood. Lakshmi Devi became furious at this. And naturally. And passed some sarcastic remarks, which were voiced by the Bajari. Because Lakshmi is expansion of Radharani, so they're no different. So then I asked him, I said, what are the Pujaris saying? Because the Pujaris dress up like women also. They dress up, they're like gopis or whatever. Lakshmi's maidservants. And they look like, you know, those guys. But they're a different kind of dhoti and something. I think they have here. Some few things so you know that they're like that. Is that why you locked me out of the Gundicha? Lakshmi Devi's maidservants, the Bajaris, feel insulted and they express their anger by breaking off some wood from Jagannath's chariot. And it's like, you know, you see your husband in a sports car park somewhere, and then you rip off the license plate and break off the rear mirror and kick the door, and he knows when he comes out that it wasn't kids in the neighborhood. He said, this is my wife. Only she would break the mirror like this, you know. Lakshmi Devi avoided the direct route via Grand Road and returned to the Jagannath Mandir via Haragori Sahi. They have these names of their streets. A side road inhabited mostly by the Pujaris, and I just described what they do this and that. Meanwhile, immersed in the joy of his Braja Leela, Jagannath Swami forgot all about Lakshmi Devi. It's easy to forget your wife if you're having more fun with somebody else. Your brother or sister or anybody, whatever. It's Vrindavan, of course, and Krishna also lives in Vrindavan with his brother and sister, as you know. But there are some other people living in Vrindavan. And he's not always with his brother and sister when he's in Vrindavan. Or let's say his brother, sister's in Mathura, Subhadra. But at any rate, he manages to get away from his brother. So now he's in Vrindavan. Gundicha is Vrindavan. So then he forgot all about her. 4 days later, Jagannath Swami Baladev Subhadra, 4 days after this, which becomes 9 days, they rode their chariots back to Sri Mandir. Lakshmi Devi, still fuming over Jagannath's absence, locked the temple doors out of defiance. Jagannath pulls up. He finally comes back and he thinks, all right, my wife will forgive me. Of course, now instead of being 1 day, it's been 8-9 days. He said, I'll be back next day. He came back 9 days later. And she went to say, what's happening? Please come back. And he He said, forget it, and stayed another 4 days. So now, Acha, you did that to me? Uh-huh. Let's see. See the sign outside? Shri Mandir. So then she locked the doors out of defiance. And Jagannath Swami was stuck outside, locked out of his own home by an infuriated wife. Sounds like something out of a soap opera from Bombay. The servants of Lakshmi and Jagannath shouted bad names at each other and shoved each other back and forth at the gate. All the chokidars, or servants of Lakshmi, they were there outside. You just said it. Well, you just said it. Pushing back and forth. Finally, Jagannath Swami made peace with his wife. Lakshmi showed her forgiveness by offering Jagannath a huge bowl of big, juicy, sweet rasgullas. Later, Lakshmi Devi happily relished Jagannath's remnants, distributed some to her maidservants, and then opened the door to welcome Jagannath Swami back to his temple. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the festival is also described in the Leela, chapter 14. Interesting title. The chapter is called Performance of Vrindavan Pastimes. So one would think, because it's Vrindavan Leela, it says it's actually Vrindavan Leela. That would be the chapter. Performance of Vrindavan Leela. Or just say Vrindavan Leela. But the venue, the place is Jagannath Puri. And Vrindavan here is not the Vrindavan as we know it with Govardhan. Well, in another form, Govardhan is there. And Jamuna is there. Another form is the Samudra, the ocean. And Govardhan is in the form of Chatak Parvat. And the Bagichas are in the form of Jagannath Vallabha. Gardens, these are the kunjas and bagichas. In this case, the Vrindavan is Gundicha Mandir and Navratyatra itself. Because when Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Jagannath's cart, he's in a mood of dancing. He's dancing with Krishna, the Rasa dance. It's noteworthy when one examines the description of Ratyatra. Of course, there's three carts, as you see on TV and as you know yourself. The Rath of Jagannath and Balaram Subhadra. And if you know also about the arrangement, configuration of kirtan parties, there's 7 kirtan parties at Rath Yatra, and they're all the leading singers and dancers are personally appointed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's the orchestra leader, as they say. What's the name of that person? Conductor, the man... The conductor, he conducts the orchestra, one leader, so to speak. So he's the leader, the conductor of the entire performance of kirtan. And he has 7 kirtan parties, and all 7 of them are in front of Krishna. They're all in front of Jagannath. There's 4 in the front. There's 4 kirtan parties surrounding Gauranga, with him in the front, looking at Shamsundar. And they're all singing and dancing in the ras, as the gopis often do. The gopis dance in circles around Krishna, and then Krishna's in the center with Radha. And then there's 4, and then there's 1 on either side and 1 in the back. So they're dancing in the back of Krishna, on the sides of Krishna, the front of Krishna. And sometimes Radha, Mahaprabhu, in Radha Bhav, he dances in the front of Krishna, and sometimes in the side of Krishna, and sometimes in the back of Krishna. When Radha goes to the back of Krishna, behind Jagannath, and Krishna's like this, because no one has eyes in the back of their head, even God. Even Krishna doesn't have eyes in Piche, only Agi. So he's... He has sidelong glances, but he doesn't have backward glances. Periscope. Periscope vision goes up and goes up. So then he's looking, and then... Where's my Radha? Like, I'm frozen, I can't move. Because, you know, the lover moves on the strength of the love. And one lover moves on the strength of the other lover. If there's a lover and a beloved, so the lover fuels the beloved, and the beloved fuels the lover. In the absence of either party, neither one moves. If the beloved is moving, the lover won't move. If the lover is moving, the beloved won't move. What binds them is love. What maintains them is love, and what moves them is love. This is the dynamics of Nayaka Nayaka, in the spiritual domain of Prema. Radha moves on the power and strength and variety of Krishna's love. And Krishna moves on the variety and power and strength of Radha's love. So now, where's my beloved? It's like this kind of thing, you know. Guess who? Someone comes behind you. Who is it? But if you know your lover, you can just smell her hands and you know. Because everyone's body has this fragrance. I love it because Radharani does it sometimes. Guess who? I remember some other sakya will say, hey Sham, who is it? Who is it, Sham? Hey, who is it? It's Radha. It's just like this. So you cover the eyes like this. The nose is also there. Because Krishna can see with his nose. What is that verse? Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti kalyanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya sarujvala vigrahasya govinda mari purusham tam ambajami govinda mari purusham tam ambajami Venam Gavantam Maravinda Layataksham Bharavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobam Govindam Bhom Bhom Dong Dong Dong. There's bells, church bells, if you have a good stereo. Dong Dong Dong. Is he here? It's a London Philharmonic Orchestra church bells that George Harrison recorded on a 4-channel stereo. Can you hear? Have you ever heard? Because he did that. It's like you're musicians, but a good studio makes it a big difference, as you know, or you will record. And then what's the second line? Second verse? Angani yasya sakalen driyavritti manti pashanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadhu Swala vigrahasya govindam hari purusham. So we only greet the deities and we sing this. Prabhupada would do like that. See the deities and he would lie in front of the deities. And Prabhupada would be taking darshan. And you'd see from the side, because once I was laying on the side, I was going to Sankirtan. Even there's a picture of one Acharya film at the end. I'm in my Karmi shirt, my Sankirtan clothes, and my pants, and I know my wigs in the car, on the floor of the van or something. And then we're leaving 8 o'clock or 7:30, maybe 7:30 or so, for the airport, back at 3. Finish at 3, back by 4:30 or so. And then there everyone's in the van. I said, I have to see Prabhupada. I don't care, I want to see Prabhupada. Hurry up. And I was like, they wouldn't go without me. So then I ran back, and I just ran in that from the Didi. That curtain goes out to the Didi room in LA, in the kitchen and all that. So I ran in from the side, and through the curtain, and I was just like, I didn't come in to see the deities, I came in to see Prabhupada. I didn't go in like to see the deities, I just came in to see Prabhupada, and he was standing there in front of Rupini and Dwarkadish. Like he always said, like this. Govinda, Adi Purush. Sometimes he just like this, and could move his fingers. Dun, dun. Yeah, with these musicians, keeping the top. Dun, 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 tamaham, bajami. Like this. Because when you're like that, with your guru, then everything, at least me, I don't know, that's how I was. Everything was so much, I was absorbed in. So, we're watching Prabhupada, and long time, you just say like this, you know. And his eyes were saying so much, which, what can I understand? I don't understand. I just see some transformation, so many. It is obvious. Welling of tears inside. And then Prabhupada laid down, just kind of No, this is in 76, maybe. 75, maybe 76, L.A. This probably was 80, already 80 years old. So then he's down like this, puts his hands out. And then right where Prabhupada was, and there was sort of dry everywhere, but right where his head was so much like water. And some people saw this from his eyes. So this festival of Harapanchami is described here and throughout several verses. But interesting, because this festival has been observed for thousands of years by Jagannath and, of course, the Bajaris who play the role of Lakshmi Devi's servants and carry the deity of Lakshmi Devi in a palanquin from Jagannath Mandir, Sri Mandir, there. And there, Bhav is Lakshmi Devi, is Jagannath, is Aishwarya. But 500 years ago and then today, and now as we're hearing about it, the associates and the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're worshipping Radha and Krishna and Ragmarg. So whatever they see, they trace everything back to Radha and Krishna, their Nitya Leela. So all these associates that are there at this festival with Lord Chaitanya, and all those seven kirtan party, because it's all the same continuum, the Rathiyatra and the Harapanchami and the Altar Rath, and these seven kirtan parties are so many pandits and brahmins and Nittai and Mukunda Pandit and Haridas, Thakur is there dancing. There's dancers and there's singers. And all those associates are Brahmins. Most of them are Brahmins. Some of them are Ramananda Roy, Surav Damodar. They're Kayas, and a few of them are, of course, Kshatriyas, Pratapurudra, kings. But most of them are Pandits, Gadadhara Pandit and Srivas Pandit. Brahmins from Navadvip, Bengal and Shantipur. And they're all there in their male forms with Gauranga and Gaur Leela. And they're all these seven kirtan parties, but the Bhav of Gauranga is not the male Bhav, it's Prakriti Bhav of Radha. It's the Mahabhav of Radharani. And when he's surrounded, these three parties and four parties are combined into seven parties. When he was in the extreme loss of Ras, Leela, and dancing in front of Shyamasundara in the most phenomenal way of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Mahabhava, Krishna and Mahabhava of Radharani. So then, now, all these males have adopted their sakhi form. And they're playing kartals. They're playing kartals and so many mardangas and kartals and other, mostly these instruments. And they're completely nourishing Radharani's ecstasy and dancing in the Ras Bhav, dancing down the sandy streets, there's a sandy street of the Grand Road, there's a sandy lane, not any hard asphalt, macadam thing. So now, when they observe this Harapanchami festival with Gauranga, they're seeing Lakshmi, but then seeing this festival of Lakshmi, then it immediately transforms into discussion of Radharani, and that Lakshmi's angry, and she's showing some type of man, and then that progresses into, Radharani also gets angry at her man, and what is the similarity and difference between Lakshmi's man and Radharani's man? Because the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they will always bring all discussions to the point of Radharani, because we are worshippers of Radharani. The Sakis are worshipping Radharani, the Mantris are worshipping Radharani, Krishna is worshipping Radharani. This is in the whole chapter, of course, Adi Lila 4, and especially this Madhi Lila chapter 14 very much emphasizes the position, identity, and the different bhavas of Radharani, Kila Kinshit Bhav, and Uttamita Bhav, and all these different types of Nayaka Bhavs that a heroine experiences, and all the nuances which are obviously beyond our understanding, what they're presenting for us to hear and read about and appreciate the variety of Radharani's loving expressions in our relationship with Krishna and conjugal love and Madhurya Ras. We are worshippers of Madhurya Purushottam and Madhurya Mahi Radha and Madhurya Mahi Krishna and Madhurya Vrindavan and Madhurya Leela and Madhurya, you can say, Madhura Rati. Conjugal love, the mode of husband and wife, not husband and wife, parakya, lover and beloved, Radha and Krishna, the highest, top, most purest mode of intimate love, free love, unpredictable love, and this is Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So, King Prabhupada Prabhupada Puruja made a very nice arrangement for this festival. And he said, tomorrow this festival, he proclaimed with his superintendent of the temple. The superintendent of the Jagannath temple was one Pandit Brahmin named Kashi Mishra. He, of course, is the host of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya lived in the house of Kashi Mishra. He was the superintendent in charge of the temple of Jagannath under the auspices of the king. It was, in one sense, a political post. It's a political post, like DM, superintendent. He's appointed by the king, but he's also a Brahmin because it's a temple, and the king's a Kshatriya. So he gave his room of the Gambira, which was like basically a basement room, to Lord Chaitanya to do his Nipritta Bhajan. So he said, this festival should be held as it's never been held before, in such a gorgeous way, that when Mahaprabhu sees it, he'll be completely pleased and astonished. Mahaprabhu Deki Chamatkar. Take as many printed cloths, small bells, umbrellas, chamras as there are in my storehouse and in Aditi's storehouse. Like all kinds of small and large flags, ringing bells and all these things. So he's doing everything he can to do what kings do. Kings are, of course, into pomp and ceremony and festivals and decorations and all kinds of beautiful, attractive things to satisfy the eyes and senses. But of course, the actual festival is the festival of prema and the exchanges of rasa and sentiments. But these are all the, just like you go to see a Bharatanatyam performance, what, it's not the costumes, it's not the sari or dress or whatever the lady may wear and the makeup. South India, they have special dancing and they paint their face. A man paints his face green like Hanuman or something, I don't know. All kinds of special decorations and embellishments and ornamentations. The real thing is the expressions and the feelings that they're trying to depict and portray in the particular dances. This is what they're trying to convey to people. But all this is the trappings and the to satisfy the eyes and senses and a very beautiful presentation of the, like the gold ring, the diamond inside the ring. Much beautiful if you just put a diamond glue, to put some blue tack, get some little beeswax and put it on the back of a diamond, put it on your finger. It doesn't look very attractive. But when it's set properly, then it looks really attractive. So this is all the setting. He's doing all the setting. So Mahaprabhu may go freely with his devotees and easily visit the temple. And then they describe all the devotees went there. They're very eager to see this festival. So we're not in Puri. We're trying to see through the eyes of Shastra, Shastra Chakshush. The disciple, the devotee, sees the reality of the world through the eyes of Guru Chakshush and Shastra Chakshush. Shastra is kind of like glasses that don't suit your prescription. If you read Shastras, you may not understand, you may not see clearly or understand. It's just like if you wear the wrong prescription. If you wear somebody else, they're glasses and they have a ground lenses with a particular prescription. But you're a farsighted and it's a nearsighted prescription. I can't see it so well. What's going on? And then they'd give you the right glasses. Oh yes, now I can read clearly. I can see the E-E-U-T. P is that on the chart. So the guru, the essential, the guru chakshush, he gives the right prescription glasses so you can read the shastra. You can see the truth clearly. So this is when Vasudeva describes here. Sarup Damodar and Mahaprabhu were talking. So now Radharani, Sarup Damodar is Lita Sakhi and Lord Chaitanya, of course, is Radharani. And they were as the procession of Goddess of Fortune came by. So you can imagine, just imagine this kind of mixture of leelas, because, of course, Lakshmi Devi's expansion of Radharani in terms of tattva. And then, so then Radharani's there, and she's standing with Lita, and then Lakshmi goes by some festival, some palanquin, and they're just standing in some kunja looking out. I say, well, hey, here comes Lakshmi. Look at all the gold. Oh, she's really into this stuff, huh? Yeah, like we're like gopis, you know. We just were, you know, this gopi, like these Rajasthani, like some Rajasthani woman compared to some Delhi woman or something. You know, she just has a few bangles and Delhi women, 50 gold bangles and all this, that, everything, and all like this. And they said, look at these Delhi girls, you know, they're so decked out. We're just the village girls. Because they're village girls. So they're just saying, look, there they go, look at them. And they carried by four, and she says, just look, they were talking. She went by on a golden palanquin carried by four men bedecked with a variety of jewels. And there are many people carrying umbrellas, chamras, whisks, and flags, preceded by musicians and dancing girls. It's a royal procession. When Radharani goes for Avisar, is it like this with four men on a palanquin and, musicians and dancing girls? It's midnight and she sometimes goes by herself because she doesn't want any other sakis to see her. You know, I think she goes by herself. And Amavasya, it's dark. There's tigers in the jungle. There's so much fear. It's raining. It's monsoon time. It's Amavasya. And she's already practiced in her backyard and Yavit. With her sakis, they sprinkle, they get some yellow pilamiti there. And they make it like a sandbox type of thing, like for kiddies. They make it like a long bowling alley, like a long narrow, like a long jump or something, a track thing where you run a jumper in the sand or whatever, broad jump thing. So they make that a yellow miti, and then they put so much water on it, and make it very slippery. And then at night she goes out there, and just running. She's running. She perfects, like you practice ballet, so a ballet dancer can just walk along on her tip of her toes, walk across the dance floor. And goes, how'd she do that? Because she takes so much practice, and her arches are so strong, she can just like that. So Radharani's running through that. So this is quite different. So this is it's a journey. It's a love journey, angry love, from Lakshmi. But Radharani is in so much with Kanti Tabhav and her Avisar, a journey to meet her lover at midnight. So that same Radharani saying, look at the way she goes on procession with Lalita, her confidant. And the maidservants are carrying water pitchers and chamar whisks and boxes of betel nuts and hundreds of maidservants, all attractively dressed and wearing valuable necklaces. Now, Alokik Aishwarya Sange Baho Parivar Krudahana Lakshmi Devi Aila Singha Dwar. In a Krudha, Krudha is Bengali, like crowed, crowed. In an angry mood, Lakshmi Devi arrived at the main gate of the temple. Many members of her family, all of whom exhibited uncommon opulence. When the procession arrived, the maidservants of the goddess of fortune began to arrest all the servants of Jagannath. Karena Dasigan. That's his goal. Lakshmi Devi Dasigan, Karena Bandane. Mukya, Jagannath Mukya, Brityagane. Britya, as you know, that's common. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya, Britya. Ishwar is Krishna, Britya. Britya means Dasi's servant. So the Brityagan means a group of his servants. They're all handcuffed and straitjacketed by Lakshmi Devi's maidservants. So they were tough. They were angry. When someone's angry, they get tough. There's so much angry woman is very powerful. It's a fact. Dangerous. So then they arrested them all and bound them up. The maidservants bound the servants of Jagannath. That's right. That's right. I guess they handcuffed them and made them fall down to lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi. Indeed, they were arrested just like thieves who have all their riches taken away. So I don't know what the word for handcuff, but that's what the Prabhupada translates. Bandhya anya pori Lakshmiya charan chori jena dunda kori laya nana dhani. It just says they were Lakshmiya charane. Puri, after binding, it's just to bind them. And Prabhupada made it very colloquial English, handcuff them. Okay, up against the wall. And some kind of New York cops arresting some drug dealer. And then Prabhupada gets a pervert, because someone might say, why they got so angry? They're handcuffing the servants of Jagannath, beating them up, making them fall at the feet of Lakshmi Devi. Well, here's the background. When he starts his car festival, he gives assurance and promises his wife, Lakshmi Devi, he'll return the next day. when he does not return, Lakshmidevi, after waiting 2 or 3 days, begins to feel that her husband has neglected her. That's not a good idea. She naturally becomes quite angry, gorgeously decorating herself, because a married woman is always supposed to go like that. And her associates, she comes out of the temple and stands before the main gate. And then all the principal servants of Jagannath are arrested and brought before her and forced to fall down at her lotus feet. Pretty good chokidars, huh? They got boxed and thrown at the feet of the enemy. When the servants fell down before the goddess Fortune, they almost fell unconscious. A chetana vat, almost. They had the quality of losing their consciousness. Karine tarane. Oh my God, this. They were chastised and made the butt of jokes and loose language. Nana mata gali. You know, gali. Gali is Bengali, and gali means dirty talks, no? Nana mata, various kinds of gali, Prabhupada translates amusement. Bandhane vachane, loose, bandha vachan, loose language. You dog, you know, you. Oh, no, sorry. When Mahaprabhu's associates saw the impudence exhibited by the maidservants of the goddess of fortune, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. Because you ought to be Taratmika, because the Sakis and Mandris, and if you never want to be Gopi Bhav, you have to follow the Gopis. What is their mood? What is their feeling at any given pastime? And there's identification. You know, this is called Sadharanikaran. Sadharan is commonality. Sadharan, like Sadharana Rati, Samartha Rati, Samanjasa Rati, these types of Rati, Madhura Rati. So Sadharan, the word Sadharan means common, ordinary. So becoming common ground, or it means equalization, generalization, to equalize your feelings like with the feelings of another, but not in the sense of vicarious. There's a concept of vicarious enjoyment. You watch someone on the screen, you're really a lonely lady, don't have any boyfriends, so you go to a romance movie. She's really identifying with that heroine in the movie that she's feeling, oh, he's tightly hugging me in. And I'm saying, oh, like this or whatever. But there's nothing going on. It's just light on the screen in a dark room, but you're so much eager and desirous and wanting to have such an experience yourself that you transport and transfer your hankering and feelings and bhav to those personalities. And vicariously, the word is called vicariously, an indirect and independent way, you somehow, in a reflected way, experience something, as you well know. If you identify with the hero or heroine in a movie, sometimes you cry. It's not so much you think. Maybe you don't think you're Amit Bachchan, or maybe you do, or at least you wish you were. Everywhere it's told, there's no question of entering Braj Leela unless you follow in the footsteps of the Gopi. What? Follow the footsteps of the Gopi. Doesn't mean someone walks around, you know, with some, you know, shoe prints, you know, there's a footprint. You know, it's not like that. You have to Taratnika with their bhav. First bhav, then deha. Yam yam bhapi swan bhavam. Dhyajitanta kalivaram. Krishna says your deha is based on your bhav. When you leave this body, you have it's in 8th chapter of Gita. Yam yam vapi swan bhavam tyaji danti kalevaram. When we give up this body, we get another body according to our bhav. I have Sri bhav my whole life. I'm a man. Oh, women, they're so beautiful. I just love women. You know, the men are like this. You know, I mean, that's okay. That's a natural thing. But love them to the point of no love for God and nothing else, then you become woman. You can love a woman, you know, some percent and then less and less percent and then everything God. Once you understand who you are, what you are. But if that's the totality of your existence, then you become one. And your thinking shapes your future. So this is Lalita and Radharani watching Lakshmi having her pastime. So they're thoroughly amused. So they're covering their faces with their hands and smiling. So we're laughing because we can feel somehow they felt to some extent. Hase Mahaprabhu Gan, Mukhi Hastadiya. He says, Mahaprabhu is hasi, he was laughing and covering his face. And Mahaprabhu Gan. Gan means his Sakigan. He says Sakigan, Lalita Gan, Lalita Sakigan. His group of followers. Where his followers? Sri Damodara, Ramananda Roy. There's Lalita Saki and Vishaka Saki and Rupa Manjari. They're all Saki Manjaris. And so they're in this Gaur Rupa, and but they're seeing this Leela. So then they're smiling. So Lalita says, now just imagine who she's saying this to Radharani. She starts talking about pride. Damodar, oh, this, excuse me, yes, Damodar. He's, Damodar kahe, aiche manera prakar, chi jagate kahan, nahi deki shuniyar. Sarva Damodar said, hey Maham, hey Prabhu, there is no egoistic pride like this within the three worlds. At least I've never seen or heard of it. So this is Lita speaking to Radharani. Have you ever seen such man, such jealous anger? And she's even her servants are saying, "Ah, you don't want to be with me. You just spent two weeks with me and confident, you know, alone, 24/7, 2 weeks with me. Now you run away. You run away and leave your wife because you want to be with your sister, huh? You want to sleep with her sister after being with me 2 weeks? That's your idea." And Jagannath's insight. Because she's not whispering this. And it's not like Jagannath is going like this. He's like, so he says, Mahaprabhu, I've never seen. Have you ever seen such one? No, I've never seen such one. So then he goes on, Manini nirutsahe chari vibhushan, bhumi vasi nake leki malina vandan. These are all, of course, these are the various anubhavas. Anubhavas means physical expressions of the changes in the heart. When a woman is neglected or disappointed out of egoistic pride, this is nirutsahe. It's almost like her utsaha was near. You know, she had utsaha, and utsaha means enthusiasm. You can think of her enthusiasm was cut. So that's a type of disappointment. You're enthusiastic about something, then it gets broken, then you become disappointed. So, utsaha, as you know, and the nectar of instruction. What is that verse? Utsaha nishya dharya. These are the most important aspects of progress in bhakti. What are they? Enthusiasm, determination, perseverance. Patience means you may get impatient, but you're perseverant. Persevering means you just keep going. Okay, I get impatient. I'm also impatient. I'm perseverant, but impatient. I'm steadily doing my bhakti, but I'm impatient to advance. I'm impatient for satsang. I'm impatient for, where's the good kirtan? Or, come on, let's have a kirtan. I'm impatient to go on a yatra. But that's important. Perseverance is, yeah, you're patient, but you're also you're patiently daily doing your activity, your sadhana. Sadhana means daily activities. But impatience is also required. Otherwise it's complacency, and then that's not enthusiasm. So perseverance is a better thing. Because, you know, English translations are different. I've seen a different translations. So this she gives up. So it says, when a woman's neglected and disappointed, she gives up her ornaments and morosely sits down on the ground, marking it. Drawing lines in the ground with her nails. Of course, you know, we're so uncultured and undramatic, but these are the expressions of real emotions. This is in Bharatanatyam. Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra. They say Bharat Muni lived some thousands of years ago, and he went to heavenly planets and was trained in music and also in Natyam, which means drama, by Indradev. He's quite a theatrical personality, and dance and music, you know, he loves too much, all these dancing girls and all that. And he's a great musician and dancer and romantic hero, Indra, Dave. So all these things are described, scratching the ground with the nail. You must have heard or read, you know, but nowadays, you know, modern women are, there's no lajja, and all these anubhavas aren't there. There's a few things, but all these fine points just sounds like something ridiculous when you hear about it. But it's right, it's very clear, these same things are there. Bhume vasi nake leke malini vadan. Malina means, you know, means dirty face. Varane, Varane, Murli Varan, you know, Murli Varan. Varana is the name for Krishna. Varana means face. Varana means a Murli, one who has a Murli to his face, Murli Varan. And then Varan. And then, so this means that Malini means sad, unhappy, sad face, morose, very morose. My lover left me. Like you're a dancer, you have to convey these emotions when you dance. Like, no, I'm now I'm happy, now I'm sad, now I'm morose. It's very, all these experiences, you would see everything, whatever we learn in life, when we come to the path of bhakti, was actually meant for us to go, help us in bhakti. Like, you know, Radha Madhav, he has from birth, and he has interest in music, but he's so busy with school and studies and profession, but, you know, it's him, it's in his, you know, your destiny or karma, music. So now you maybe did a little karmi thing, this, that, but now that, all that talent and that, sanskaras from music, now it's all coming out and going to Krishna fully and to the point of even teaching. So she did dance and conveying emotion. So all this is so much anukul for Rasa Tattva and for Gopi Bhav, isn't it? You know, like to feel, you know, if I say, okay, now show me the face of someone, a morose face, then you'll have to think and take that concept in your heart as much as you know it, then you'll make an expression. Now show me one is euphoria. You know, all these nuances. So the actor, the musician, the actor, and the, you know, the dramatist and the poet, this is their sensitivity, that they live in the world of emotions and a world of rasa, and they convey it through music and sound and dance. And this is Vrindavan, it's Rasaraj Mahabhav. Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, and Rasavati Radha.